Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, June and later cattle futures closed at new highs yesterday, propelled by strong buying interest as traders are bullish about prices, and rightly so. Box beef prices have shown some amazing gains over the past week, and it appears there's more yet to come. Demand's on fire, and packers need to procure cattle to meet that demand. Packer profits are strong due to strong beef prices. They're more willing to bid up aggressively, hoping feedlots will feel good about higher cash and sell some cattle. Hog futures moved much the same as cattle yesterday, closing at new contract highs across the board. Price dips have been buying opportunities, and that may not change in the near term. Cash on the National Direct Afternoon Report yesterday showed a resumption of the uptrend. The market is also supported by cutouts, posting a gain of $1.30. Tightening supply as packers worried about the ability to meet strong demand. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat trading up about 10 cents today, getting a bullish lift from increasing concerns about extremely dry conditions in spring wheat country. July Minneapolis wheat's trading up 11 cents, on track for a fourth consecutive day higher. It's no secret the Dakotas and Canada's western prairies have been dry all winter, but it was not until this week that traders woke up and realize the early stages of spring wheat planting have begun, and the forecast remains predominantly dry for the region for at least the next 2 weeks. May corn's trading up 1.25 cents early today, one day ahead of USDA's next WASDE report, and a short time before USDA releases its next report of weekly export sales. With 2.5 billion bushels of corn export sales already on the books for 2020-21, it's quite possible, this morning's report could show more corn export sale commitments from USDA's 2.6 billion bushel export estimate for all of 2020-2021. We're going to check the grains in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, April live cattle was up 42 cents yesterday at 123.15. June up 65, 125.27. April feeder cattle up 115, 147.62. May was up 90 cents, 152.67. May hogs up $1.80, 104.45. June up 227, 107.90. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. May was up 7.75, 563.25. July was up 8 cents, 570. Chicago wheat May up 3/4 at 616.25. July was up 3.25 at 616. May corn up 6.25, 560.5. July was up 5 cents at 546. May soybeans down 10 cents, 1408.75. July was down 8.25 at 1403. May cotton up 28, 79.50. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.